This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the real side. I would consider it a session of sanity. I don't know what you want to call it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. I've got so much good stuff happening tonight. Kimberly Moran joins us, will join us after the first break. Always have, you know, it's easy to wind her up and get her rolling before she gets in the chat room or tunes in or anything else. I want to, you know, but we're going to poke her good tonight. You know, I mean, her Uncle Bernie, her uncle, yeah. So anyway, she won't be until the second hour now, she tells me, which is fine. No, that's good. Yeah, her Uncle Bernie is, you know, trying to make nice. All of a sudden, he's got a little bit of power. Which I don't really think he has any power. You know, you saw him today, right? He almost looks like he's beaten up and downtrodden to a degree, don't you think? Anyway, I saw him, you know, he got to walk around the White House, right? They made him feel good. Think about it. They made him feel like he was important. I mean, did they really have to even talk with him? I'd still love to know what that's all about. Seriously. I mean, he's a nobody. Forgive me. I know he's got his people all wound up, but look at the major group that he's got wound up. Right? Come on, think this through. Look at the major group. He's got young kids who own a lot of money, who owe a lot of money. Then the hardcore progressive lefties, who probably also owe a lot of money. They want out of their debt. Yeah, because Bernie, the government's going to be a big daddy. Bernie's going to be the guy that gets you out of debt, you know, chicken in every pot kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? God, doesn't that scare you? Look, for my Christian friends, the government cannot be your sufficiency if God's supposed to be your sufficiency. Go figure that. Sell that one to me. I'd love to hear that one. Anyway. You know, we all talk about this. This is one of my big pet peeves. I hate this. I hate those, forgive me, yeah, I know hate's a hard word, but too bad, deal with it. Those parents who think that their kids can do no wrong, they're wonderful, they're terrific, they're just having a moment. Well, they have the moment at work with me, they get fired. Yeah, because it only takes a moment for me. So in a recent article, stop making everything perfect for your kid. Right? You know, kids have to, this kid in San Diego, think about it. Right? Dad made everything perfect for him. Right? He wasn't supposed to feel bad. Everything was wonderful, wasn't it? So, the writer says there was a kid running at a neighborhood pool the other day. The pool attendant asked him to walk. Hey, young man, please walk. Now, as the pool attendants have done, I mean, since I was a kid, right? Come on. Don't give me that stuff that you were Mrs. Perfect. I remember the pool guy always saying, hey, stop running. Knock it off. Now, they've been done this far, right? The boy's dad, a big, chested, serious kind of guy, came over to the attendant and told him, hey, I swear, Actually, the writer says, I swear I'm not making this up. He comes over and says, that as the child's father, he's the only one to tell the kid what to do. And if the attendant has something to say, it should be directed to him. Don't talk to his kid. He'll decide if his kid needs direction. Wouldn't you love, that's nice, wouldn't you love, right, to have daddy in the car, this kind of dad in the car when the son gets pulled over by a cop? I want you to tell the cop. Matter of fact, don't do it until you call me. Call me first, and then I'm going to come. I'm going to come record it. I want you to tell the cop not to tell your son to slow down, that he was speeding, that he needs to drive better. When he gets to court, I want you to tell the judge that the judge doesn't have a right, that he should aim everything at you. Because to a degree, I agree with that. If you've caused your son to have this kind of mindset, that nobody can tell him what to do, then yeah, we should aim it at you. You are definitely the problem. The guy says the attendant kept his cool and replied carefully that it was his job to make sure that people follow the pool rules, and no running is pretty much the universal pool rule. The dad, being of low IQ, pushed back again and added some aggressive posturing. You know, if this was, my wife will tell you this. This is so true. If this was one of my kids at a pool and the guy was correcting him first, I'd have to put the paper in front of my face because I'd be smiling and laughing. And then when he got within earshot, and I do mean within earshot of me, I would grab him by the ear, right? And I would help gravity a little bit, help pick him up off the ground a little bit, and explain to him that rules are for everybody to follow. It's for everybody's safety, not just his. And that he needed to go apologize to the guy for being rude to him. But that's just me, being the mean, nasty, right-wing, Bible-thumping, conservative guy that I... White guy. I forgot white guy, I'm sorry. White guy that I am. This is a Bernie supporter. This kid will be the kid that runs Bernie's next campaign, if he's still around. Right? Now, the dad pushed back right away, added some aggressive, you know, he took one of those stands like, you know, I'm bigger than you kind of thing, saying that he didn't see anything wrong with what the kid was doing. So as far as he was concerned, the pool guy needs to back off. The kid was free to run at the pool because the dad said... The dad makes the rules, right? Parents decide. And then the kid thinks that he gets to decide later on in life. We'll deal with this morning to decide the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Hey, man. I don't see that going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go. No way, Daniel. Yeah. I ain't going to school. Stop you asking me. Listen, man, I ain't going to school.
We are back. Always a pleasure. And they don't have to go to school anymore. They are out. I am so glad I don't have high school kids at home. Yeah, seriously. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Feel free to let me know. Are your kids perfect? Well, these people seem to think so. No joke, seriously. When I read this stuff, I go to my mind. Because I honestly trying to figure out if these people don't really see what they're doing to their children. So the father goes, I mean, and again, think about this. Hop up on the website if you want to get involved in the conversation. First of all, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know where I'm off, how dumb I am. I'm used to it. I don't really care. If you want to head up to the website, smarter people than I are up in the chat room. You find that at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the chat room. There's a gazillion and three things going on up there. So anyway, We all grew up around, you know, well, I grew up around public pools, you know, where they had lifeguards and, you know, at the beach too, you know, right? They tell you to come in if there was a problem or an issue. If you're doing something stupid out there, they'd get on your case. And your parents were respectful of the rules. I mean, seriously, this is, now, I'm just guessing, this is a recent story, right? So dad's got a little kid running around the pool, maybe, let's just, for conversation's sake, let's just say 8, right? Maybe the dad's between 25 and 30. Would he be one of those 1980s kids, maybe? You know, the ones where they didn't keep score and they didn't do anything wrong and they didn't get marked up with red pens or anything like that? So this dad is teed off that the lifeguard, that the person has been put in charge to watch over his kids. And this is like, what is it? This is one of the few rules that's written in stone around every pool in the country, right? So this kid's running. The lifeguard basically tells him, slow down. Oh, there's the Boston, huh? Did you catch that? The lifeguard tells him to slow down. There's no running around the pool. And daddy gets all upset. Daddy's like, you got anything to say to my kids? Say it to me. And I think it's a stupid rule. If I say it's okay for my kid to run around the pool, then it's okay. At which point I would have called security if I wasn't big enough and had him and his son removed. The article goes on to say that the dad had some colorful words to use. Words. You know, towards the towards the lifeguard. Yeah, I have to kind of read ahead and make sure I keep it clean. The dad said the kid was free to run at the pool. You could go blankety blank, you and your pool rules. Now, this is America. I am free to do what I want to do. Any place I want to do. Nobody tells my kid what to do except for me. Yeah. Again, like I said, I would love to see this guy. I would love to see this guy in the seat next to his son when a cop pulls him over for speeding. I'd love to see him in the courtroom with the judge when both the cop and the judge say, hey, yeah, you see, I want him to slow down because it's the law. Now, the writer goes on to say that my sister's family had some friends over, or maybe my sister's family went over to their place. I don't remember, she says. Doesn't really matter. Anyway, one of the adults gave one of my sister's kids some polite directions about sharing, or something basic like that, you know. Stuff people tell kids. Then the grown-up realized the grave error in the 21st century concerning kids who aren't yours. And he apologized to my sister for shamefully overstepping. Are you kidding? I had no problem with other parents correcting my kids, as long as it aligned with what we were doing. Right? I mean, don't give me that socialism crap where, you know, they separate the ball and go, don't know, everybody gets equal amount. Oh, no, no, no. I grew up with 5 cousins. There was no slowing us down. You had to get that food in your mouth. You had to get to that food. I was the runt of the litter because of that. I didn't eat as fast as they did. And they're pretty big guys. And don't put the picture up. This is publisher. I'm producer. Don't do it. Her sister went on to say, I absolutely want you to tell my kids if they're doing something wrong. You know, it's not that it takes a village. Right? That's not the point here. The point is somebody just helping your kid learn, making sure that your child. Now, you can go too far sometimes. We've all seen that happen. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the norm. Your kid pushes some other kid off the bike, especially if my kid pushes some kid off the bike, and their parents aren't around, then you do stop and go, hey, we don't do that. So-and-so was on that bike first. And you apologize to her. You can pick her up off the ground, kiss her knee, put her back on the bike. Well, I guess you can't do that today either. And then it's not always mommy and daddy correcting. Then it's other people correcting them as well. Right? The writer goes on to say, if I'm the only one that can tell my kids what to do, I failed in every possible way by making sure that they have completely unrealistic expectations of the world. It's true. It is so true. There are other people going to be telling them what to do their whole lives because they're going to be handling, dealing with other people's property. They're going to be working for the man, and he's going to tell them what to do. Or they're not going to get their paycheck. Go figure that one out. There's a first shock for them, would it be? I can remember once when a young man was concerned with me that he only got I don't know what it was. It was like 33 hours. I work 40 hours a week. Well, actually, no, you don't. You come in after 8, you take over an hour for lunch, and you leave well before 5. I don't know. Maybe there's not enough shoes. Maybe the fact is he didn't have 40 toes and fingers, and he couldn't make it all work out. I don't know what the deal was. But the fact that he had a heartbeat and breath made it so that he thought he was to get paid. Right? And then, what is it? Then you're responsible for everything that your child does. You're not responsible, but you're guiding and working and pushing and, I don't know, it's just nuts. Right? Now, following the big-chested dad at the pool logic, a lifeguard can't lifeguard, teachers can't teach, coaches can't coach, and later in life, managers can't manage. Now, you want to know why we've got the group we have? Now, remember, these were the parents. This guy is part of that group. These were the parents that were the no-not-my-kid parents. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, these were the ones, their kids never did anything wrong. And how many times did you hear? Right? How many times did you hear a parent say, I give Johnny or whatever permission to do that? Every other kid in the room can only have one piece of chocolate, but Johnny can stick his hand in the thing and get 27 pieces in one shot. Anyway, I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a minute. You're listening on GCN Live. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Close your eyes. And think about the roller skating rink, right? Get the four-wheel skates on, right? Going round and round and round, the disco ball. I don't know if that was a disco ball at the time. Definitely was one of the... Yeah, you older folks know exactly what I'm talking about. Do not play that game with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I got to tell you guys something. If you want to know more about the show, you want to know more about me, head up to the website, therealside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. So you guys know I'm on a school board, and some of the stories, some of these I can kind of tell without names, right, is when I first got on the school board, there was a young man that they had suspended because I got to give these kids some credit, though. What they do, it takes a lot of stupidity, a lot of guts, and you got to think it through a little bit. So this young man apparently strapped a bike to his back, climbed up the side of the gym, okay, and was riding his bike around the outer edge of the gym, you know, the wall up on the roof. And it was one of those roofs that was kind of, you know how it's a half round? So he was riding up and over and then down to the other side, that kind of stuff. Thought it would be a cool thing to do. And then, frankly, when I heard the story, I started laughing, too. I'm thinking, I would have done the same thing, probably, given the opportunity. So, but I got to tell you, when the mother found out he had been suspended, and he got Saturday school for it. So she went to the roof. And the reason was because it was the only day that she got to see him. She didn't see him all week long. And Saturday was the only day she got to see him. So he couldn't be suspended on a Saturday. It would have to be during the week, which is kind of funny. You know... Like, it didn't make any sense. So, I don't know how you can't fight with that. She said she would take care of his issues at home. And like I said, you can't fight with it. So anyway, just to... To get back on track. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I lost myself for a minute there. But I always thought that was funny. I mean, we go through stories like that all the time. And you sit there and you scratch your head. I wonder what that kid's going to be like in 10 years, you know? Now, this is a great new position for some of these young kids growing up, right? Because they're right. You can't tell them any different. You know, we all know that mom that's in the neighborhood. She's literally at the school every single day. She escalates everything. Everything you do to her kid is wrong. Her kid doesn't learn like that. Her kid doesn't eat like that. Her kid doesn't walk like that. Her kid doesn't dress like that. Right? Her kid doesn't learn like that. Her kid needs, you know, yeah, you can't give him that much homework. Little Johnny can't read that fast, especially, you know, we have to watch two programs a night together. Right? She makes sure her kid always gets an A. Yeah, I would imagine some of these teachers give these kids an A, just get the parent out of the room. Right? She pushes to make sure her kid gets chosen for student council. Or gets placed in a gifted program. You know, if you have to fight to get your child in a gifted program, I got news for you. He or she may not be so gifted. You know what I'm saying? Now, when her kid's in college, now that's always the funny part and the argument. See, when they get to college, the professors don't wipe their butts for them anymore. Think about it. You do the work, you don't do the work. We don't care. You're paying for it. You flunked the class. Not my problem. Now think about when her kid goes to college, and the professors will hang up on her and laugh behind her back because you're calling about stuff. And you know, and then you put the kid in a real bad place. I had one mother call me at work, and she wanted to make sure that before her son came in and interviewed, he was going to get the job so he wouldn't feel bad. Once I stopped laughing, I was like, lady, not in these exact words, but like, lady, don't bother. No, no. Because if I got to deal with you every time he screws up, it's not going to work. It's not going to work for me. The writer goes on to say that my middle schooler and his project partner failed to turn in an assignment one time after many reminders of the deadline. Now, the other kid's mom, who I met once briefly, came to my house and wouldn't leave until I talked with her for nearly an hour about the injustice. She was heartbroken for the disappointment of her kid and how the children must be feeling at the failure. She wanted to find a way to fix it. She left, but the writer says, but I think it was only because I told her I had no idea how to reverse the course of what happened, and she suggested she escalate it to the school administrator. But only if she believed that the teacher could be convinced to reverse his decision. She said, I never heard back from her. You know what? Leave it alone. I'm one of those jerks that I actually, I went to my child's summer school teacher who gave him an A. I think it was an A, yeah. I said, let me tell you something. How did you give him an A? He doesn't show up. He doesn't know anything. I mean, he doesn't open his book. He doesn't do his homework. I've never seen him do anything at night. Okay? He doesn't know anything about the class. He can't tell me what he learned that day. And you gave him an A. And the teacher said, see, I'm the opposite of this lady here. The teacher said, look, you don't know how hard it is to keep these kids in school all summer. I felt like it's not my problem. But anyway, he said, so if they show up and they participate, they all get A's. I said, great. So what you've done to a guy like me is you've screwed me in the real world because your kids are coming to me for a job. They figure if they show up and they have a heartbeat, okay, and they can answer yes or no questions or something. I don't even know. They're entitled to a paycheck every week. Not about getting anything done. And I had a service business. These guys had to fill out, not forms, but they had to fill these things out at the end of every service call to tell me what they did. So when I charged the client and they called and said he's only here for 7 minutes, I can explain what the guy did to them. That, I should have kept those. I'd love to be able to find those somewhere because you have to read some of those. I thought I was doing I thought I was correcting papers for my 4-year-old child, you know? Now, the writer goes on to say, I don't mean to brag, but the high schooler fails at quite a few things. Her high schooler fails at quite a few things, none of them too epic. But there's still time. We talked about it recently. I told him it's my job to let him fail while he's still at home. My God, we used to say the same thing. Fail while you're here. Let me, you know, dole out the consequences. Because you don't want the judge doing it. You don't want your boss doing it. They're much more permanent. They're longer lasting, and they hurt a heck of a lot more. Right? He needs to learn. You know, the kids need to learn at home what it feels like, how bad it feels when you're the only one not going. one of my kids, they all went to camp every year for 3 weeks, but there was a proviso. Their grades had to be a certain way. There had to be certain things that they took care of during the year. And I had one that didn't believe me. He thought I was joking. Until he saw the van pull away from the house, and he wasn't in it. And he thought we were joking with him all week long when everybody else's stuff was getting packed and not his. He figured, okay, there's something hiding somewhere. And then when everybody got, my brother told me he waited for me to come back for like 2 hours. And then when he realized, he started bawling when he realized what the truth was. And he'll never forget it. But it's definitely one of those things where you sit there and you go, hey, you know what? This is what happens in real life. You don't do the work. You don't do the job. You don't turn in what you need to do. And you lose. It ain't that hard. You lose. Period. These are where these kids learn life skills, life lessons. You know, this is, come on, who's with me here? Wouldn't you rather these kids lose their stuff at home like this? I mean, lose their rights or lose their privileges at home, not be able to go do something, then lose their jobs, lose their homes, lose their cars? Seriously, I didn't plan to spend a whole hour on this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a police. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do get involved in the conversation if you do head up to the website. We have a live chat room going on, and smarter people. And you are. Don't give me this stuff that you don't know if you are. I don't know if we're smarter than you. You are. You're smarter than I am. Some would say I'm smarter than you because I get you to listen to me, but not really. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, the the story that we were talking about, and it's not just a story. I mean, this happens all over the place. These parents who think that they're the only ones that can tell their kid what to do. Like I said, tell the administrator at school that, right? I mean, seriously, tell the judge that. Tell the cop that. You're setting your kid up to fail. You're setting your kid up for, like, lifelong defeats. You know what? Did they go over somebody's house? Put their feet up on somebody's coffee table? Because they do that at home? I mean, did you ever tell them, and if that person comes in and says, no, hey, we don't put our feet on the coffee table here. What are you going to do, walk in the room and go, well, I'm sorry? You don't tell my kid what to do. I mean, are you serious? I can't tell you how often we've told people we don't eat in the living room. We eat in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? In the dining room. Now, if an adult at my house ever said, well, don't tell my kid what to do. We eat in the living room in our house. That's good. Take the food. Go to your living room. feel free. There's the front door. I wouldn't have a problem with that. When we used to have some decent parties here in years gone by, pool parties, where we had people's kids and everything, I had no problem laying down the rules, laying down the law, telling them what to do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's my house. I have to deal with it. I got to pay the bill. My insurance company's going to go through the roof when your son slips on the side of the pool and smacks his head. It's not cool. So take control of your kids. Do the right thing. Like I said, ain't that hard. And the story goes along with that. The Atlantic. It's a, you know, a news. I guess it used to be a magazine, right? So they've got an article up. It's called the Coddling of the American Mind. Right? Isn't that amazing? Yeah, the Coddling of the American Mind. And they're talking about, well, let me just go through the story with you, because I think this stuff is important. Here, come back. Now the writer goes on to say something strange is happening in America and at American colleges and universities. A movement is arising, undirected and driven largely by students, to scrub campuses clean of words, ideas, subjects. Yeah, they're a little behind on this. This has been going on for a long time. This is nothing new. Now, the article was written at the end of last year. Right, but it still applies today. It's actually getting worse today. And they don't want these kids, the words are being scrubbed because they don't want the kids to feel uncomfortable or offended. Because that's what college is all about. You go to college so that you don't feel offended, you don't feel uncomfortable. Right? Now, Jeannie Suk, and I'm making it up, S-U-K, wrote an online article for the New Yorker about law students asking her fellow professors at Harvard, you ready for this one? Not to teach about rape law. Or in one case, even use the word violate, because, you know, as in someone violated the law. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. So think about this. They don't want you to use words that make them feel uncomfortable. They want to be defense attorneys because they want to help the people that were raped. Right? And what's going to happen now? Right? Think about it. What's going to happen? So they're not going to be able to defend it. Can you imagine them saying to the judge, I'm sorry, Your Honor, could you not use that language? It really makes me uncomfortable. No, seriously. Do we have to use violated the law? Can we use, like, didn't adhere to? I like adhere to. That adhere to is nice. Makes me feel better. I don't even, see, this stuff is so foreign to my mind that when I try to talk about it, my mind can't wrap its mind around it. My mind can't say, well, why don't they do this? Or why don't they? I just can't even think of this. Now, in February, Laura Kipnis, a professor at Northeastern University, wrote an essay in the Chronicle of Higher Education describing a new campus politics of sexual paranoia, and was then subjected to a long investigation after students who were offended by the article, right? They were offended. And then she's subjected to an investigation. I'm sorry, I kind of lost my mind there for a second. She was subjected to an investigation because students were offended, because they didn't like her writing something that had to do with sexual paranoia. Right? So she couldn't speak her mind about an issue. right? So she, the article, and she sent a tweet, or she had sent, she'd sent a file titled 9. Wow. Students were offended by the article and by a tweet she sent. Okay, they filed a Title IX complaint against her. Sorry. Fighting all kinds of stuff here tonight. Now, in June, a professor protecting himself with a pseudonym wrote an essay for Vox describing how gingerly he now has to teach. He says, I'm a liberal professor. My liberal students terrify me. Think about that. They're afraid. A liberal professor is afraid of the liberal kids in the class. Right? The headline said a number of popular comedians, including Chris Rock, have stopped performing on college campuses. Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Maher, have publicly condemned the oversensitivity of college students. Too many of them can't take a joke. It's true. Nothing. I mean, look, I sit here and make fun of myself all the time. I sit here and make jokes about, you know, the Italians and how I line up with that and that kind of stuff. I don't have any Italians sending me emails. Oh, that's disgusting. That's terrible. You made me feel bad. I have to go to my safe space. Now, I have had some non-Italians get mad at me for telling Italian jokes. It's like, you know what? What are you, Irish? Want me to make some of the fun of the Irish, too? Because I can do that, too. Yeah, I don't put up with the tomfoolery. That thing I did last night. There were some nasties posted about it today. The one I should make you go back and find it. But when I talked about the girls on the track team being upset because it was a transgender on the track team, and they didn't think it was fair, and I didn't blame them. I said, look, take off the skin. Yeah, I know it's disgusting, but the frames are different. Hello? You find two skeletal remains in the woods, no skin, no muscle. They know which one is a female and which one is a male. Why do you think that is? The muscle makeup is different. There are differences. Sorry. You can't get around it just by saying you're not. And just because you think it's a male, you should be allowed to play on a female. See, a sports team doesn't make it okay to do. Now, two terms have risen quickly from obscurity into common campus vernacular. Microaggressions, a small actions or word. Listen, if you want to learn about microaggressions, go grab Tuesday night show. Grab the podcast. I had Evan say it on Tuesday night. This is one of his favorite things to talk about. And all I had to do was mention the word microaggression and then just leave the room. He takes it from there. Right? There's small actions or words, choices that seem on their face, they have no malicious intent whatsoever. But the snowflakes around you, I love that name, by the way. I think it's perfect. The snowflakes around you think it has to do with violence. They need to get a spine and they need to get a life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. A lot of good stuff coming up tonight. Kimberly Morin joins me in the next hour. Michael Hausman in the third hour. That's always a ball. We'll be back in a minute.